You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah.
Jeremy, how do people find us?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top or find us on Facebook. Believe it or not, it's Dom with an M and Jeremy with an M on Facebook.
So I know that during one of our little podcast clips yesterday, we mentioned something about accidentally sending out a sexy photo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we replayed that one, the sexy texts.
This is similar to that. This is a note that we got a couple of days ago, and we were not able to get to it. And the reason we have revived it is because of a news story that actually came out. So let's tie the two together. We'll start with a note from Andrea. She says, how would you handle accidentally sending a text to the wrong person? I was bothered by something my sister-in-law has been saying, so I meant to send a text to my brother, asking him how he put up with her crap on a daily basis. But no, I sent the text to her.
That's funny. You write their name thinking it's going, yeah, and then you send it to them.
And so your brain, yeah, you're meaning to, yeah. I think
your brain plugs
that.
In the person that you're writing about.
Yeah. Andrea says, I realized my mistake about an hour later when I hadn't heard back from my brother. Nothing has been said, but it's been a couple of days now. Do I reach out and apologize even though I meant every word? I don't know the etiquette for this screw-up. And that's from Andrea.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do
now?
It's
been a couple days.
The interesting point to this, to me, and we're going to open up our phones, by the way, for people who want to call in and chat about this. The interesting angle that she has here is she talks about how I don't want to apologize because I meant every word. It would be disingenuous to reach out and say, hey, I'm sorry about that, when that's what you meant to say.
Right. Yeah, sorry about that, but it's
all
true.
I guess you could word it differently. And this is what I'm curious. I'd love to open up the phones and have our listeners, you know, reach out and talk about what you would do in this particular situation.
You almost say, you know, sorry about that. That was meant for my brother. But if you want to talk about it, call me. You got to just own it, I guess. You got to own it.
I think you're right.
You wrote it. You sent it. You own it now. You do. A similar thing happened to me years and years ago when, remember Tizzy? Tizzy was on the show.
Oh, sure.
She was being a monster one day, and I think I texted Nicole or something about, Tizzy's being a monster today, you know, whatever. She's being a jerk to me or whatever, and sent it to Tiz.
Mm-hmm. How'd you handle that?
I just looked at her and said, well, yeah, you kind of are. Mm. She didn't care for me much after that.
We had somebody that we worked with years ago who will go nameless, who was bothered by a particular client on the radio station and meant to send a text to the salesperson, the account executive here at Mix 100, mm-hmm. complaining about the client. And obviously you see where this is going and where the text went. And I don't think that ended well, as I recall.
Yeah, I think they pulled their advertising or something like that.
Something
happened.
I see we have calls. You want to go ahead and take a call right now?
Absolutely.
We'll take a call now, and you can call us 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Lines are open. Karen's on the phone. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, so what is Andrea supposed to do here?
Andrea is supposed to apologize for trying to get the husband to turn against his wife.
Is that really? I mean, I'm thinking real life here. I mean, haven't we all, you know, had a beef with an in-law?
At our not best moments, yes. And trying to get somebody else to side with us instead of who they're married to ain't cool, even though we all want to do it.
I don't know if I would go that
far.
I'm looking at this here. Her question to her brother was, how do you put up with this crap?
And it's her brother. I mean, she's their original family. I mean, they are their blood.
I know the noble thing to say here, but I'm also thinking real life. I mean, I've thought that about some of my in-laws before. Like, I've wondered how some of my siblings have put up with them at all.
I couldn't apologize. I don't think I could do that.
So why stir the hornet's nest?
I guess you could just say, I'm sorry, that was meant for my brother.
Or you could say,
I think
like
she figured that out.
Yeah. Or you could do like Jeremy, what was the word you used? Nightmare? Is that what you said?
Yeah, nightmare.
You could apologize and say, I'm sorry, you're a nightmare.
A monster. Did they say monster or nightmare?
Monster,
well, either one of those will work.
Karen, thank you
Thanks,
for that
Karen.
Call. We appreciate that. Here's Corinne on the phone. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the show. Corinne.
Uh-oh.
Going once.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
One more time.
Oh, I hear speakerphone/Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Is what
Are you
I
on a regular phone?
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
There we go. So what do you think about this, Corinne? What should be going on with Andrea?
I think she cut out the middleman. I mean, I think that said what she had to say, and I don't think she should apologize it for one bit. I think that she just said it to her face now.
Hey, maybe this other woman might change her ways now. Maybe it was eye-opening for her to get that text, really.
Well, yeah, maybe she heard it. I mean, I feel like I don't take news from other people. Like, if somebody were to call my husband and say, I don't like how she's acting, and my husband came to me and said that, I would go talk to that person and say, why didn't you just say that to me?
Mm-hmm. Get in her kitchen,
people are
huh?
gutless and afraid.
I do feel like this might cause a big fight between the brother and the wife, you know. Like, oh, are you talking about me behind your back and all that, you know?
Yeah,
it might cause a fight.
That's
awkward
true.
For him. To
this
have
is going
to
turn.
Like, hey, honey, my sister hates you right now.
This is going to turn into an epic family fight, isn't it? And it's perfect because the holidays are coming.
Oh, sure.
You
Thanksgiving.
Have something to talk about.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanksgiving is going to be wonderful.
This is great timing.
We can talk about all her bad behavior.
Yeah,
now, let's go around the table and everyone say something bad about Camille.
This is how we grow. It's called constructive criticism.
Thank you.
That's
for putting
very
that
adult
spin
of you.
It.
Very nice.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, Corinne. Okay.
You too. Bye bye.
See you later.
Thank you. Look, first of all, Karen, the first call, she's right, and she's right, but at the same time. Corinne is also right. I mean,
yeah, they're both kind of right.
They're both kind of right. It's, you know, the thing is that I started to do something like Corinne was talking about with a relationship that my sister was in, and I started to send a text to that guy, and like Corinne's talking about, just go, you know, cut out the middleman, just go mm-hmm. directly, and then I thought, you know what, all I'm going to do is make things worse for my sister.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, there'll be a fight there.
And
in these cases, if you got an issue, just call.
And
just
by the
call
way,
your brother.
She dumped him like a month later, so it'll
Oh,
turn out
you
well.
Should have said that.